Dear people, on January 1st, I had a dream in which I was with a group of people who were in a very intense and prolonged time of testing. The test was so intense that we were not sure we would make it through, but we finally did. It was suddenly announced that the test was over and we had passed. It was a surreal moment, something like what Psalm 126:1 describes. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. I believe the dream was about the fiery and costly trial we have experienced over the past 2 years. In the dream, there was something else that happened that we must be careful about. The enemy was right there, looking to take advantage of us. We were in a vulnerable place. We have invested a lot of energy and emotions over the last 2 years dealing with all we have faced. Fortunately, the Lord does not leave us in the dark when it comes to dealing with the aftermath of being tried and tested. He told Peter in Luke 22:32, "When you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." The thing we should do right now is reconnect with the Lord Jesus Himself. Regardless of whether you leaned upon Him during the last 2 years or drifted away from Him, we all need to go to the Shepherd in this time. Psalm 23 reveals His heart and plans for those who have walked through the valley of the shadow of death. First, He wants to restore our soul. After going through such a challenging time, many of us are left discouraged because dreams have been delayed and even lost during the last 2 years. Some are suffering because their emotional gas tank is running so dangerously close to empty that it is difficult to deal with the normal issues of life. Some are battling self-pity. Self-pity will lie to you about everything, and if it is not stopped, it leads to the development of a victim mentality. Time of lying down in His green pastures and soaking in the still waters of personally knowing Him is essential to restore us emotionally and spiritually. There is also a community aspect to our restoration. We need to sit down at the table of fellowship. Don't run away and hide and isolate yourself from your spiritual family. That is exactly what the enemy wants you to do. We need the strength of each other. The Father desires to reestablish us in His house. The anointing with oil is key during this time as it keeps the flies and lies away and heals the wounds from the past season. Remember, flies, lies, are one of the lion's greatest enemies. Out of this time of brokenness and communion with the Lord, our faith will be restored and there will be an overflow of strength that will impact and strengthen others for many years to come. Peter had this time with Jesus as recorded in John 21, and it sets the course of his life. I believe this time of testing we have experienced will prove to be the seedbed from which our corporate destiny will come into full fruition. Many blessings, Iron Wicker.